And these have been here for years. These have been here since I was on patrol 20 years ago.
On the west side of San Antonio, Police Sergeant Javier Salazar drives past neat, colorful houses that are home to immigrant families. He points to an older housing complex decorated with murals that include paintings of Cesar Chavez, the Virgin of Guadalupe, and Hispanic workers.
A lot of these people take pride in their home. So they don't, again, it's not that they're looking for a handout. They're looking for a hand up. This is the church. This is St. Timothy's Catholic Church right here. You know, it's in the heart of the neighborhood. So this hall over here is where we meet.
The meeting Salazar is talking about is for a community outreach program called Unidos, which was formed to bring police and the Spanish-speaking community closer together by answering questions residents may have about immigration policy, city ordinances, and civic responsibilities. The sergeant remembers how the program encouraged one woman who was in the country illegally to come to police with a problem.
Our worker came and approached her and began asking her, well, what's wrong? I noticed that you're crying. The lady reluctantly opened up to her and said, well, my son and I, we're undocumented. And he got arrested the other night, and I don't know where he is. For all I know, he's been deported. Mm-hmm. She says, for all I knew, you guys were going to arrest me as soon as I walked in the door. And so I'm a little scared to be here right now, but somebody told me you guys could help, so I'm here.
San Antonio Police Chief Anthony Trevino says the Unidos program is part of an effort to change the perception San Antonio's immigrant community might have about police.
Their perceptions and reality of law enforcement are vastly different from the realities of law enforcement here in San Antonio. I think in some of those countries, their experience of police is one of brutality and corruption.
The police want residents to know they aren't risking deportation if they contact officers to report a crime. San Antonio's written policy says those reporting crimes will not be referred to federal immigration authorities. Officers do not ask people they contact for proof of citizenship. The policy says immigration status is not a basis for arrest. State Senator Charles Perry, a Lubbock Republican, believes that kind of policy makes San Antonio a so-called sanctuary city, one that provides too much protection for people who are here illegally. Perry believes the police have a sworn duty to uphold all laws, including federal immigration laws. He filed a bill that would prevent cities like San Antonio from having policies that prevent officers from asking about immigration status.
Those people that are coming out against it, it's kind of strange to me. It's strange to me that they could argue that they're not going to enforce the law when they, in fact they've actually or put a policy in place that keeps someone from enforcing the law that's sworn to uphold the law. It doesn't make sense to me.
The nonprofit group, the Remembrance Project, supports Senator Perry's bill. Group members blame immigrants here illegally with killing their family members, and they want more accountability. Laura Wilkerson testified in front of the Senate Subcommittee on Border Security about her son Josh, who was killed in Pearland outside of Houston.
An illegal immigrant classmate had asked Josh for a ride home, and Josh gave it to him, and when he did, he beat him in the head. The district attorney believes the reason why is he probably wanted Joshua's truck to scrap for some money.
But San Antonio's police chief says it might become far more difficult to solve crimes in the immigrant community if Senator Perry's bill becomes law. Immigrants would be more reluctant to talk to authorities.
¿Qué están diciendo sus vecinos acerca de esta propuesta?
¿Tienen miedo de que?
On the west side, in St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Martin Medina and his wife, Maricruz Paloma, confirm that. They're from Coahuila, Mexico, but they've been living in San Antonio for 20 years. Medina has a residency card, but his wife doesn't. Father Mike Dergaloni, the parish priest and community leader with the Unidos program, translates for Medina.
They believe that they will still be vulnerable, even if they report a crime, which of course is a double jeopardy for them. They are victimized both by crime and then victimized by calling to report a crime because they could still be deported.
Perry's legislation in the Senate will get far more scrutiny in the House. But if the bill is signed into law, San Antonio's police department says they will be required to follow the law. They also believe it will negatively impact public safety for the city. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.